Alpha Status is a movement, not a brand. It is a burning desire to change for the better. And my mission statement in life is to live a great life, to figure this shit out one day at a time, this game, this thing we're all doing called life, figure it out, and in the process, share that story with as many fucking people as possible. That's right. I'm back, and this is Alpha Status Podcast. In today's episode, I know I haven't done one in a while. I'm going to tell you a little bit about the reason why I haven't, what have I been up to, and how I feel going forward. So, haven't done a podcast in what seems like forever now. And honestly, if I'm just being truly fucking honest, and that's part of my code, being completely fucking honest with myself, why have I not done a podcast? You know, I done the first few episodes. Everything was going great. I was getting so many messages from people saying how my story connected to theirs and how it resonated with them. And boom, 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 boom. Everything was going great. And then you know what set in? Fear set in. Or not fear. No, I'll say it was fear. Fear of who am I? Who am I to be given advice? Where do I go from here? I've told my story. How do I continue to help people? Because the story that I've had, the things that I've been through, it resonates with people. But what is the next move going forward? How do I continue to coach, to help train, to teach people the way? And whenever I'm doing these things in life, and I always think about when, even when I'm at work, I've been a trainer since I was 16 years old for my very first job. I never, ever, ever feel comfortable training somebody else unless I have fully lived something myself. So when I take a look at my life and myself, yes, I'm blessed. I'm much better than I was a year ago, a year and a half ago, a month ago, 2 months ago. But I am not a millionaire. I am not a physical specimen. I am not the master of love. I am not the master of happiness. So I was like, how am I going to train? How am I going to teach? How am I going to talk about these things when, you know, I'm not even a master? How can I feel comfortable giving this message out to people if I feel like I haven't mastered it myself? And, you know, in this process over the past couple of months where I haven't done a podcast, I've started to implement a daily morning routine. And, you know, sometimes I hit it, sometimes I don't. Because in order for me to do my daily routine, I have to wake up very early. But when I do this morning routine, it's meant to get my day started and get me ready for war, get me ready to hit my purpose. And my purpose is to live a great life and set the example along the way. And today I hit that morning routine, and that's why I'm feeling inspired to deliver this message today, because it's kind of like a breakthrough moment for me, is that I don't have to be perfect here. I don't think any one of you, any one of my listeners want me to be perfect. I think you all realize that I am not part of the 1% club. You know, I am not out here, you know, throwing millions of dollars in a strip club because I got money to blow. Or I'm not out here, you know, being a physical specimen. Or I'm not out here, you know, like, I don't have 10 wives, or I don't have a great marriage that's been going together for 30 years. I'm just in the process of trying to figure out how to live a great life like so many other people are. And sometimes I don't know why. Maybe it's just the way I grew up. I get to thinking that it's only me. You know, I'm the only person that thinks like this. When that's not true, there are so many people out here. So many. And if you're listening to this, then it's probably you want to live a great life and you want to figure it out. And that's all I want. And that's all I try to do every single day. And I don't need to be perfect. I don't need to be. I don't need to be an exception. I don't need to be part of the 1% club. Now, don't get me wrong. I do need to be one day. If I'm going to continue to push, be an alpha and grow every single day, I need to force myself to grow into a millionaire and force myself to grow into a better physical specimen in health and force myself to grow in love and, you know, potentially, I'm about to throw up, have a great marriage one day. Oh, God, that's so hard for me to even say. So I need to force myself to grow in those areas of life, but I do not need to be perfect. And I want to use this episode to share that with you, that try to help, use me as a guide, but not as a perfect individual or an amazing shining light. I want to tell you this. I'm not shit yet. I'm not shit, but I drank my green smoothie almost every single day. I'm not shit, but I send out a daily text to my loved ones every single day. I'm not shit, but I do go to the gym every other day. And I'm not shit, but Alpha Status is a movement that inspires other people to live a better life. And I'm not shit yet. I'm not shit in health, wealth, love, and happiness. I'm just like you, trying to get better every single day. And I'm trying to hit my purpose and figure out ways to hit my purpose better every single day. So right now, I am literally sitting in my car drinking my Bang. And if you know, let me go ahead and say this. So energy drinks, you know, I'm on my nutrition thing. It's got artificial flavoring in it, but it does have no sugars. No sugars is a good thing, but artificial flavoring isn't necessarily something you should be putting in your body either. Blah, 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 whatever. I love the caffeine. It's got 300 milligrams of caffeine, and that shit gets me going. I'm going to be at the gym at 10 o'clock. It's now 9:23. I know it takes about 35 to 45 minutes for the caffeine to hit my system. By the time I get to the gym at 10 o'clock, I'm going to be pumped up. I'm going to be ready to go. Anyway, with that being said, that was completely off topic and had nothing to do with today's episode. I just want to set the precedence that, hey, listen, and this is not only for you, but this is to tell myself as well. I'm not perfect and I don't need to be perfect. I don't need to be perfect for you to relate, because we're on the same mission here. And that mission is to take a life that most people dream about. To take a life that when we were younger growing up seemed impossible. A life with meaning, a life with purpose, a life where you have money. Take your dreams and just picture that right now. Your dream life. This is the process of me figuring out that dream and taking it step by step every single day to get there. I'm not shit yet, but one day, and hopefully that day is sooner than later, I will be. And I will be able to say, hey, I can back this up with every single thing that I have in my life right now. But right now, I'm just focused on taking daily steps to get there. And I want to share that process with you and how I get there, and point you to the guiding lights and to the mentors and to the teachers that teach me, because I'm not the smartest man in the world and I've never claimed to be. But I do drink my green smoothie every day. And I do learn from great people. So today, let's not focus on being perfect. Let's focus on taking a step forward. Because I'm not perfect, you're not perfect. Nobody in this world is perfect. I can't honestly and proudly sit here on this podcast and be like, I live the perfect life and you should follow every single fucking thing I do. No, fuck that. That's just not fucking me, and that's not what I want. I just want everything that I do, me trying to figure this out, fucking spark a flame for you. Boom. I want that shit to happen for you and you to figure out how to implement these things into your life so you can live your dream. I'm not shit. You are. You can be great. I can too. I know I've been saying I'm not shit on this episode, but I'm not shit yet. I just want to set that precedent. No, I don't want to keep this episode too long. We're at 10 minutes right now. I feel like that's a good time. So With that being said, I'm going to finish off my bang right here, birthday cake bash. And I fucking hit my core four this morning. Before I hit the door, now I'm ready to go to war. My core four is health, wealth, love, and happiness. And I must hit every single one before I hit the door. That's why I woke up at 5 a.m. I hit the snooze button one time. And I didn't wake up till 5:30, but I still hit my motherfucking core four in health, fitness, and fuel, and wealth. You know, I'm still learning. So we learn and then we declare, we discover and declare. It's the two double D's. And then in love, you know, I send my daily texts out. I have had my power focus time where I challenge my bullshit stories that I tell myself. And in happiness, I've did my deep breathing and meditating. And I'm focused in on my purpose. And my purpose is to live a great life and set the example along the way. Alpha Status is a movement, not a brand. Alpha Status is something bigger than me. It's something bigger than you. It is a movement. And that movement, its goal, its focus, its target, what we're going to hit is to create a community of people who can not only express that they want to live a good life, but figure that shit out. Because too many people are walking around here like zombies in this world, not doing what they want to do. And that is a fucking problem. And I don't see why people don't have that as a bigger problem on their fucking target. It's not even on their like radar. Like, why do people not feel like that there's so many people in this world not living a great life, and there's so many people depressed, and there's so many people anxious? Why is that not on anybody's radar as a big fucking problem? And coming from somebody that's had a rough childhood, who's seen it firsthand, who's seen a lot of shit firsthand, it is a big fucking problem. And guess who's fucking here to change it? Big motherfucking Alpha. And I don't care if my cussing or the way I deliver things pisses you off. Let it piss you off. But let it piss you off and go find somebody that doesn't cuss. But if you listen to me, I'm going to fucking cuss on this podcast. So you might want to take your kids, cover up their ears if they're not used to cussing. Because this is Alpha Status Podcast, and I got to keep it real. I got to keep it raw, and I got to keep it authentic. With that being said, Alpha Status Podcast is back, motherfuckers. And the devil is pissed off, and he madder than a motherfucker today. Because today, I hit my core four before I hit the door, and I'm ready to motherfucking go to war with all the beta bitches. Let's go. I'll see y'all in the next episode.